Hello, everyone. This is a message of God's love for you, a message of hope and healing, a message that hope is healing. Amen. It's me. It's Barb again, feeling very much called to share with you God's love for you. This moment, this day, this week. What I want to share with you is that I have recorded this message. I recorded it yesterday 3 times. And today, as I was just sitting quietly and looking at the beauty that is nature, the outdoors, actually was on a little kind of a rowboat that we have and was there floating in the Muskingum. Everything kind of came together, and so here I am re-recording. So what I want to share with you is something about our view of the world, of our world, of our place in the world. And the first part is to share with you that I love to hike. I love a good walk. I don't like doing it on pavement and around cars and you know, everything. I like to be in the woods. I like to be in nature. I like to be on the path, on the trail. And I like to feel the earth under my feet. I like to breathe the oxygen of the plants and the trees. It's just wonderful. And I like to pray and to just drink in what God is giving me. So I remember a really helpful hint that I was given. And that was, I heard this person say that as you are walking in the woods, as you are walking a path, about every 100 yards or so, you should stop. And you should turn and you should look back at the way you had just come. Because when you are trying to find your way out, even though you're going back the same pathway, it will not look the same. It won't look the same because you're viewing it from the other side. Isn't that interesting to think? I've just come this way, so I think I'll recognize it. But you don't, because you never stopped and turned and looked back at where you had been. I think there's something for each of us in that we just plug on going forward and next place and next day and, you know, whatever we got to get ready. It's plugging ahead. But if we stop for a moment, if we reflect, if we look back, what signs, what might we see that God has for us? I know that as I look back to the year this past year that I have shared so many things with you, it was in the looking back that I saw things that I had missed in the moment. Maybe take a moment, be still, and know that I am God. That is what's written in the scripture. Take that moment, turn, look back, see the signs, see the gifts, see the people, see how God has helped you get to the place you are now. Amen. Then I'm going to take this one step further and tell you a little story about a night in Florida. This is a few years back. My daughter Josie had given my sister and I a gift, a very sweet, a trip to Florida. And we were setting out on a balcony in Key West. We were setting out and it was just a beautiful evening. And she was sharing with us that she was thankful for what we had given her. In what she shared then, I told myself I would never forget. What we had given her was a view, a different view of the world. I remember thinking, what did that even mean? And she said, because the view I have of this world is higher because I'm standing on your shoulders. I'm standing on the shoulders of the people who have loved me and supported me in the strong, loving presence in my life. And now I want to share with you what that meant to me and what this means to you, to those of us who know that we are children of God, because it is a life that is elevated above the treetops. When I told you what the hint was about how you can get back the same way and be able to find your way out, the greater look is when a person is totally confused and lost. The first thing that they want to do is to get high, to get up on a hill or to climb a tree, something where they can see with a better view all around them, not just back from where they had came, but everything that they can see. That's the view. That's what God gives us. God gives us, as the state saying in Utah is, a life elevated, a life above, a life beyond. As we walk around and we scurry, and if you can be lifted above the chaos of the day, I think you see the bigger picture. You see more where you are at, but where other pieces and other places and other people are fitting in to your path. That is it. That is, and why is that? Because God gave us the gift of that life that is above, of the life of his risen Son. And so when you think where you stand, what you are seeing, it is being lifted above the situation, being lifted above the chaos, the pain, the overwhelming feeling, the anxiety. And that comes because, and maybe we've never ever thought of this, we are at the crossroad, not the crossroads, but the cross on that road. We are at the crossroad and we are standing on the shoulders of Jesus. Picture that. See what you see. Now, knowing who is supporting you, knowing the view you have, and see what you can see. See what drops away from your eyes. See what sounds are now coming to your ears. What a blessing. What a love. What a Savior. Amen. I'm going to end with a prayer here, and I will just tell you very simply that I had something, and it was something that was bothering me, hurting on the outside, on my body, and it had been going on for a couple weeks, and I was thinking what I could do, and nothing seemed to help, and I actually came across this little booklet that my brother had given me last week, and there was a prayer in there, and it was a prayer for healing, and I want to share that with you now because of what it meant to me when I read it and what my prayer is that it also would mean for you. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, like a watchful shepherd, you care for us and provide us with all that we need. You shower us with your love and send people into our lives to help care for us, especially in time of sickness or pain. I pray for healing for myself and for all who suffer because of illness or advanced age. I pray especially for, and there's three dots, you guys, in this little book for this prayer. And this is where you place in your name, yourself, your needs. Lift them up to God. Lift those that you know that have needs. Lift those up now. And so I'm going to reread that part again. Let's pray together. I pray for healing for myself and for all who suffer because of illness or advanced age. I pray especially for and I'm just waiting now as you place those people in your prayer, as you place yourself in this prayer. In the midst of our pain and weakness, strengthen our faith that we may be filled with hope in you. In the midst of our frustrations and discouragements, give us the patience that we may accept our own limitations. And in the midst of our loneliness and our fears, help us to know that we are not alone, that you walk with us each and every moment of our lives. Be with us, Lord, in our time of need. Heal us in body, soul, and spirit, that we may rejoice in your grace and blessings in this world, and that we may come to enjoy the fullness of your presence in the life to come. We make this prayer in your name, for you are our risen Lord Jesus. Amen. I prayed this prayer that night alone in my room, and I want to testify to you that I was helped. I felt a feeling, and I remember looking down at the place on me, and it was bleeding. It hadn't done that. It didn't have like a pimple at the top where it, you know, burst open. But it was bleeding, and the pain was immediately less. The swelling was less. And I was helped. I want to pray with you now for that same help to come to you. Dear Lord, we are here. We are yours. We surrender to you. We pray to be lifted, to be helped, to stand at that higher place that you offer us, above what's hurting and what feels like it's just too much. Lord, it's a lot, but you're a lot more. And so we ask you to come in. Come in. We are making that invitation to come in, to help us, to strengthen us, to heal us. In all ways, Lord, we are always thankful. We are always proclaiming you and your glory. And we are always going to see the view from above. Amen.